to the skies very high.
Hello and welcome to Talking PPG Radio. My name is Will Jones. The following information is not for training, but personal experiences and reflections on the world of power paragliding as I know. All guests of Talking PPG Radio have formed their own ideas, thoughts, and opinions on the world of power paragliding. They are not necessarily the thoughts or opinions of Talking PPG Radio. You may agree or disagree to what you hear. Talking PPG Radio is here to get conversations, thoughts, ideas about the world of power paragliding. Safety first. I highly recommend a qualified instructor. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy. Hello and welcome to Talking PPG Radio. Will Jones speaking here. Welcome back. Today I have two interviews for you. The first interview is with the new Paratoys owners, Mike and Michelle Robinson. The second interview, John Black. Many of you may know that name from an incident that John was involved in last year at this time, but I didn't call to ask him about that. I called to ask him about the Panama City Beach fly-in, the Beach Blast 2009. So sit back, relax, and thank you for listening.
Okay, we're here.
All right. Finally, we meet up. Great. And I want to welcome you guys and thank you for giving me some time. On the line with me is Mike Robinson and Michelle Robinson. That's correct, right?
Right.
Okay, great.
Yes.
And the big question everybody wants to know, do you guys own Paratoys now? Are y'all the new owners?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. All right. I may have a bad connection. I'm sorry about that. But thank you guys for coming on again. Like I said, this is Talking PPG Radio. This is Will Jones. And some of us did not get to go to the Paratoys fly-in this year, and it was kind of slowly creeping back this way that you guys actually, or Bob actually, had sold Paratoys to you guys. And could you give me a little information? Everybody that comes on, I kind of try to get a little information about them. Do you fly? How long you been into PPG? And can y'all give me a little information about yourself for the
sure.
listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. As a family, my dad was a crop duster back in the day, flying helicopters. So I grew up in general aviation and had flown various types of aircraft. We owned various types of aircraft. And we have a fairly large ranch in Northern California on a lake. And I was driving off the ranch one day and seen this idiot with a fan on his back. And thought,
that's great.
The stupidest thing I'd ever seen. And 2 weeks later, I owned one. So I was one of the idiots. But
welcome.
My wife's a pilot as well. And
yes.
We have a 3-year-old boy who is paraboy. He's ate up with it. And two daughters, 11 and 12. They're not quite flying yet, but perhaps someday.
Well, great. Wow. Okay. I'm sure people are glad to hear that you actually are flying and into the sport and everything. I think the biggest question a lot of people, when you hear the change of hands of a business like that, especially when you have purchased the gear, is are there going to be any major changes? Or, also, they always, you always scare about support and all that. And could you address the audience about that?
Absolutely. What really got me into thinking about purchasing or starting a paramotor company was the fact that I had a little bit more time on my hands, and all my buddies that flew mm-hmm. could never get parts.
Yes.
And so I said, well, I'll help you out. And I would go online and try to get parts for them. And my success rate was like 100% the negative. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And my wife and I have had a couple of the businesses, which were service-oriented businesses, and we know how to make them successful. You got to provide the product.
Right.
And I was frustrated. So I started building my own quads because I like to fabricate stuff, and developed a pretty neat quad and actually showed it to Bob, and he was really impressed with it. And then basically one day out of the blue, a person emailed me and said, hey, I understand Bob's got the business for sale. Mm-hmm. And I always respected Bob as a businessman. I think he's done an awful lot for this industry. I thought he was on the right route to success. And so I chatted with Bob a little bit, and Bob basically said, you know, there's a lot of people that are interested in my business, but I would really prefer that you be the one to purchase it. Do you think we can put something together? And so my wife and I talked and decided that absolutely, why start off small when you can start off purchasing paratoids and make the improvements that we'd like to make to it. And so we worked the deal with Bob, and so be it. As far as the service-oriented part goes, we're in a building that's four times the size. We've already added four additional employees.
Oh, wow.
The requirement in our company is that everybody flies.
Oh, that's great.
In the helicopter business, when a mechanic worked on your ship, he was required to go with the pilot for the first flight. And that took care of a lot of the bugs.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
Yes, I do. I'm a auto mechanic. I understand what you're saying. That test ride after they when they come in, when they're talking about a problem on it, I totally understand. Go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Correct. But we've, as I said, increased the size of the building itself immensely, and we've got approximately three times the amount of stock.
Oh, okay.
Apart. We're even carrying cylinders and pistons, all of that kind of stuff for all of our engines as well.
I think probably my input would be the biggest change that I see now that I've kind of seen how things were managed before and how they're managed now is that Bob was spread very, very thin. And
yes.
He was doing a good job at what he was doing, but what we can bring to the table is just more of ourselves. You know, we want to really service the people and get to know everybody. And I don't think that Bob was able to do that. And so that's what we're really excited about.
Y'all, I tell you, you guys sound real personable and really easy to talk to, and I think that's one of the big things about being in a sport that everybody seems to be really nice and willing to help. And if you have a question, if they don't know the answer, that maybe they know somebody that knows the answer. And that's one thing that a lot of people are looking for, especially the new person that's getting into it. Like when I was getting into it, being able to call, let's say, like, call you guys up. I just said, well, I'm going to give them a call and see if they're willing to talk and stuff. And it's just, it was, you know, right off the bat, it's like, wow, that was friendly. That was really nice. And I think that goes a long way. And I foresee the success that, I guess, Bob had continuing on with you guys.
Something I'd point out is we're down here at the Flying Circus in Arizona right now.
Yes.
And, we've had a pretty successful show. We're selling products to a lot of older gentlemen.
Yes.
Older meaning so far 69 years and older, four packages.
Wow.
Here. We appeal to these guys that have dreamt of being pilots for many years, and it's a great thing. You know, it's not uncommon to have one of your students, an older gentleman, overweight or however it might
yes.
be, have tears and. Injuries. We've been getting handicapped people into the air.
Okay.
Have quite the tear running down their face after that first flight. And that kind of gets the instructors bawling as well, but it's a great feeling.
Joy of flying. Isn't it great? Well, I'm glad you said about, you kind of mentioned something about training. Would you guys still offer training? I know that was a big thing about Bob. He was a big training. Will you guys offer that too?
Oh, absolutely, and on our website we'll be putting a picture of our ranch. Our ranch is located in Valley Springs, California. That's where Paratoys is now, and we are on a lake, New Hogan Reservoir.
Mm-hmm.
The flying is just phenomenal. We have a five-bedroom bunkhouse for students to stay in, and it works out great. And we do have a resident instructor. Rick Hallows has been a Black Hawk dealer for, I believe, 6 or 7 years.
Oh, okay.
Ex-military guy, very methodical, and does a wonderful job.
Excellent. How about, I tell you what, do you have any new gear, any new products that you're thinking about bringing out, or any changes you've thought about I mean, I know the product that Bob has put out has been really good. I didn't know if y'all saw something. You know, I want to kind of tweak it or anything like that, or y'all have something new coming down the line.
We have a lot of new products, some of which we've already brought forth. We have a new Momentum paraglider.
Oh, okay.
Which we actually sold out of it at the Salt and Sea Show. It is being tested now, but it is a 1-2 glider.
Uh-huh.
And if you haven't seen what it looks like, as far as looks go, it's not a nicer-looking glider. It's phenomenally good-looking. Color top and bottom.
Mm-hmm.
As far as flight characteristics, it flies about 4 to 6 miles an hour faster than the Paratoys glider.
Okay.
Yet is very, very stable. We're extremely happy with that glider. We have our new quad, which... for those that have seen it, they've basically said it looks like an Orange County chopper quality versus the old quad. We have metallic paint jobs, even one with flames on it.
Oh, wow.
It's really, really cool. We do have a couple new motors that will be branded as Blackhawk paramotors, exclusive to us. And both those motors are working very, very well. And Japanese components, which is nice.
Yes.
We have a weight shift cage that we're working on right now as well.
That's great. Wow. You see, continuing on in the sport, that's great to see new gear, new product and stuff. That's exciting to hear. And I guess I'll have one more question for you, then I'll let you guys, if you'd like to just, you know, speak in to the audience and whatever like that. What about the Salt and Sea Fly-In next year? Is that still on? Are you going to have one?
Yeah, I think we've come to an agreement with the people there at the RV park, and we really learned a lot this year, Mike and I. it was a growing experience
for sure.
to put it mildly, we're really excited. We're you know, we figured out some changes that we'd like to make, and some more things we'd like to do ahead of time, and just some things to really make it a lot of fun for anybody that wants to come out. So we're gonna lower the price just a tiny bit.
Uh-huh.
To coax some more people to come out, and we're gonna add some more camping areas for tents. You know, closer down, so that people aren't quite as far. But you know, the overall response to the change in venue was good. At the end, people were a little unhappy at first, so they had to walk across the way. But it ended up being great. The amenities were good, and so we're pretty excited about that. Yeah, we're.
There's 240 pilots there.
That was my next question. What was the final count or final total? Because everybody, I know he was trying to get that the record or whatever like that, but nobody ever really came out to say what the final total was. For 240, that's really good still. That's a lot of pilots from all over, I'm pretty sure.
In all honesty, the record will probably be broken, but I would say it'll be 2 or 3 years before we do that.
Yeah.
But it's definitely within America's grasp.
That's excellent. I tell you what, I hope they actually have something this way so you guys can, you know, come this way and show off your product, too. I don't know if they're having a convention this year in Florida or not. I know, you know, kind of through the grapevine or whatever like that, they've been talking about it. But since they missed it last year, so it would be nice to meet you guys. And I'm sure a lot of people here on the East Coast would love to actually... meet you and see what you have to offer. So, but I know you guys are.
You know, a good opportunity here would be to state that I'm going to be talking with Mo Sheldon, who does the Flying Circus in Arizona.
Yes.
And what we're going to try to talk about and bring to fruition will be next year. Paratoys would be one weekend. And then everybody could go to Glamis, and then come to the Flying Circus here.
Uh-huh.
So over a 2-week period, these people that travel from all over the world will be able to hit both shows.
That would be nice. Yes, that would be nice to be able to do that since you're already out there, to be able to actually be able to do them both at the same time. I think a couple of years ago it kind of worked out like that, but I know they kind of overlapped last year. So that would be wonderful.
We're anti-political, and I think it's
easy to get along with. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
This is a family operation. We're very easy to get along with, and those that have met the people that work with us, they're all family. You know, I've known these guys for years.
Yes.
And the compliments here that we've received at Arizona have been really, really good. People have thought we run a real clean operation, and they've enjoyed talking to everybody that works here.
That's great, because I'm sure you guys have listened, and it's funny because I meet people that love your love Paratoy's product, and I meet people that, you know, well, I don't know, and I believe you guys will actually close. It sounds like you guys will close that gap, or that's your intention to let everybody know, hey, we're here for you. We're nice people. Let's talk if you have a problem or whatever like that. That's great. And
I'd like to appeal to the second and third time purchasers.
Oh, right. That's your
better pilot, you know?
Yes, yes. That's because I know it's been a long time. Bob really concentrated on the new pilot more than he did the second and third, I guess. I'm guessing. I don't know. That's what I see, or what I thought was, he was more directed towards the new pilot. So.
We're kind of perfectionists. We want the products to work very, very well, and we want them to appeal to everybody.
Yes. Well, you guys have anything else you'd like to say? I'm going to keep it short. I could probably talk to you, but I know you guys are out there and you got things to do and people to see and a lot more to sell. So if you want to go ahead
I was just going to say, the only thing that I would probably add is, not very many people know Mike. He is kind of quiet sometimes, but he's an innovator and he never stops. He stays right on top of everything. And the other thing is, he's very mechanically inclined, and he's hands-on everything. I can't keep him in the office. So I think it'll put people at ease to know that he's a hands-on guy. He knows the ins and outs of everything that we have in style. So.
Real quick, I talked to Terry Lucky. I don't know, y'all may have met him. He was at the Paratoys. He had the four-stroke, and he was saying that you guys seem like y'all are really, just really personable. So just to let y'all know that somebody's already saying good things about you. So, and
we've made some great friends as well, and smoothed over a lot of risks that have been cruising around the industry here.
Yes.
You know, we are personable, and we enjoy everybody that we've met. You know, we've had a great time.
Great time.
Good people.
Well, thank y'all very much for your time. Maybe I'll talk to you again, or it sounds great. I hope I'll get to meet you. I'm going to try myself next year to come out there. I haven't been out there yet, so... I don't know if I...
It's a fun event. Really fun.
That's what I keep hearing. It's like, it's such a...
Great place to fly. I learned to fly there, and I really had a blast.
You did. How long have you been flying? How long have you been flying, Michelle? I just
started in December. I stay very busy with our children. We are, you know, first and foremost, for me, I'm a mom.
Mom.
And... So everything else kind of takes a back seat, but I took a weekend off.
That's great.
And went up and flew. I went up and flew Mike's machine, which is a tandem machine, but you know, you can just fold it down, and I flew it on my own, and I really had a blast.
Yeah,
I wasn't scared. And now I'm flying on the ranch. It's a little different, but really beautiful. So.
That's great. I always love to hear it, like hearing ladies that are getting into the sport, and there's a lot, you know, male predominated sport, but to hear ladies flying or getting into it is great. So that's great.
The ladies are easy to train.
Yeah, but listen, is that what you're saying?
Are you just saying that
because she's sitting right next to you? That's the question.
No, we don't have that pride factor going on.
Oh, great. All right.
I don't want to crash in front of other men.
That's great.
Michelle actually handled the glider, was kiting very well. She made 5 taxis with Bob, I might add. Bob trained her.
Oh, okay.
She made 5 taxis, and Bob basically told the other guys that were there training as well, he says, watch a woman kick your butt.
Wow.
Michelle, take off.
That's great.
And she took off.
That is great.
It's great.
Oh, I forgot to ask you one more question. Will Bob still be around a little while to help you guys or support or anything like that? I didn't know if he still had any, you know, will he be, you know, I had a friend that sold a business, but he hung around for several months or whatever just to help, you know, smooth things over. You guys have owned it for how many months now?
Oh, since October, so since it's been October. Actually quite a while.
Quite a while,
and
okay.
We
so,
kind of kept it under wraps, and yeah. Yes, Bob was a great help.
Yeah.
I lived down there in Camarillo for a while, mm-hmm. 3 months actually, and then felt confident enough to go ahead and move it up with my people
up to
the ranch.
Okay, all right.
And well, he's still selling for us as well and still doing a lot of training. Which is definitely his forte.
His forte, right. I figured he would at least he would stay in that. You're right. It seems like he really does enjoy that part of the sport. So
I think he's a little lonesome right now. I don't think that he realized the impact of not owning parrot toys anymore would really have on him.
Yes, that my friend was like that. He was like, I kept telling him, I said, "You're retired. What are you still doing getting up so early?" You know, so slow down.
Go back to bed.
Yes, exactly. You know, so that's great. Well, thank y'all very much. And like I said, I look forward to meeting you guys someday. And I appreciate the time that y'all allowed me today. And big success. Absolutely big success.
Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
And y'all have a nice day.
Well, all right, there you go. Really nice people, and hopefully you were able to get that genuine willing to help and looking to succeed and continue to help develop the sport. So, but anyway, hang on, we got another one for you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
On the line with me today is John Black. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I thank you for coming on. Well, we're going to talk about, let's see, what is it, the first annual Beach Blast in Panama City, Florida, May 7th through the 10th. And like I said, I saw the post on the big list, and I went to the to YouTube and actually saw your promotional video, which is absolutely excellent. I want to ask you, who did that? I'm assuming you did.
Yeah, I did that. Done a little playing around with making those. Not very good at it yet, but having fun with it anyway. Like anything we do in our sport, it's all about fun.
Looks like it's a lot of fun. That's amazing. I probably, you know, just dreaming about, you know, I live in Louisville. It's cold. We just went through an ice storm. Lots of fun, you know. So dreaming about flying right now. Not much flying this way. So anyway, hey, let's see. I actually was familiar with your name last year, and I want to ask how you doing. You recovered okay? I don't know if many people know that you kind of went through a very serious situation there, and I'm sure they can go to your little YouTube spot and see the video and everything. So I just want to ask you how you doing.
Oh, I'm doing great. The back's healed up well. I broke my back in the crash, and it's turned out to be something that I think's good. It's raised a lot of awareness about our decision making when we fly, and which was the reason I decided to put that out there in the first place. I talked with Jeff Gorn and a few other people that I respect, and took their opinion on it. And they thought it would be good to put it out there. And a little embarrassed at first. Need a pilot, and you do something stupid like that that causes you a problem. You really try to hide it, but I think as a community we kind of owe it to each other to put those things out there, and it'll help educate people, and maybe it makes that one person think twice that maybe would have went up and got hurt or possibly killed.
Absolutely. I think I listened to that show several times just to get everything, even when he brought on, I can't think of the guy
the Santa Croce.
Yes. I probably listened to that several times and still kind of go back over it. And if you guys don't know what we're talking about, if you go to, it was January 8th, I think Bob and Jeff actually talked about it, and then they brought you on with Chris the following week and talked about it. What is that? Let me see here. PPG Radio, and go into the archives, and you will see if you go down to January 28th, I think they brought you back on the 15th of 08. So
I believe that's correct. Yeah. I think on the 8th they had the first show, and I was in the hospital on morphine and couldn't quite cooperate.
Them, so. Feeling good, but not feeling understand.
I could have made some statements, but they may have not made any sense at all.
Yeah. Well, it is. I'm glad everything has worked out for you and you're healed
Thank
up. How
so
long? How long did it? How long did it take you to get back to flying? Over a year ago, and about how much heel time were you, let's just say, when was the next time you got in the air?
I actually was not supposed to go back airborne for 6 months.
Oh.
What I'm supposed to do and what I do is not always the same.
Yeah.
So I had so many people from around the country and actually some people from overseas in Germany. I had two or three letters from Germany, several from Great Britain, Norway, just guys from around the world really that wrote to me, as well as the United States and the PPG community here, which was really amazing to me. I mean, I spent a lot of time in the bed just reading emails,
wow,
and well wishes, and
that's great.
It kind of humbled me because, you know, here I am, John Black. I'm not a known pilot in the PPG community. I've only been flying a couple of years, and
yeah.
And all of a sudden I'm real well known now. Of course, I'm real well known from crashing, but... out of everything comes something good. But 30 days after that, I went to Salton Sea. I called Bob Armand, and Bob was very kind to me.
Yeah.
And we discussed me coming to the Salton Sea event. I told him, you know, I don't know if I'll be able to make it or not, but he invited me over, and I really wanted to come and meet a lot of the people that had written to me and just been really kind to me through this ordeal. That support, in case you ever wonder, when somebody gets hurt, something like that happens and the community kind of comes around you, it really
yes.
means a lot to you.
It
kind of boosts you up.
Yeah.
So I went to the Salton Sea event, and when I got there, Bob looked at me and he goes, well, he says, I had an aluminum brace on that immobilized my spine from
yes.
my waist up to my neck. And Bob asked me how I was feeling. I said, well, I'm hurting a little bit. And a couple of friends of mine, Alex and Matthew, came and picked me up in Palm Springs Airport and
mm-hmm.
brought me there. And I said, I'm doing pretty good. And he says, we're glad to have you here. And I said, I appreciate you having me here. I said, it'll be fun to watch everybody. And he says, you doing all right otherwise? I said, yeah, it's just killing me now that I'm here and I want to fly so bad.
Fly.
It's ridiculous. He
yeah.
looked at me and he says, do you really think you can? And I said, well, I might in wheels. And Bob just offered me his equipment. And actually,
wow.
that's what I went up. I went up on Bob Armand's equipment the first time there at Salton Sea.
That is great, man. I'm just gonna say, what do you see? Your YouTube? What PPG addicted? Is that your YouTube thing? I think you have for your addict. I'm sorry. Yeah, when you
right.
if you yeah, that's like I'm tore up with it too. I guess you kind of get like that with the sport or whatever like that. So. But I'm glad you're doing fine, and good to see you back in here. And must be tore up with it because I probably would have thought two or three times before I got back in the air. and if my wife saw it, I may not have made it back in the air. So
I didn't have to deal with that variable, or I may have had the same problem. But it was pretty much when I was on the ambulance, and the paramedic, he found out I used to be. Paramedic, and of course he took care of me with some morphine.
Oh, excellent.
So that helped, and immediately when he was getting everything ready, he looked at me and he says, you're hurting pretty bad, aren't you? I said, yeah, I'm hurting about as bad as I've ever hurt.
Wow.
He goes, well, he says, will you ever do this again? I said, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't ever a question.
Excellent.
I think all of us understand that.
Yeah, yeah. One of those things that it could happen at any time, and that's something that you just kind of like. And I have to say, that probably made me pay attention to weather a lot. I mean, out of everything, because I'm just over a year, and I got about 60 flights, 55 foot, 60 trike, or not 60, but 5 trike, and that I check the weather all the time, the day before.
Right.
When I'm ready to go out, winds, everything that I possibly can, and it's like that one event, your event, definitely, you know, listening to you guys, and like you said, well, and I've had those moments too where it's like, okay, it's not too bad. I think I can't, you know what, it's just going home. We'll try another day. So, but yeah, so like I said, anybody, guys that are listening, I would advise, go listen to the old archives and heed the advice, I guess is the word, is what to say. So, but anyway, I'm glad you're doing good, and we're going to talk about your flying that's coming up May 7th and 10th, and it is Panama City Beach, Florida, if I'm correct, yes, and it's called the Beach Blast Fly-In, and I've watched some videos on YouTube of guys flying down there, and did you start that? I mean, is that your group, or is that are you part of that group? Or I'm not even. Where are you living at now?
I live in Colorado Springs now. I moved around family about a year and a half ago, but I was the first one that started flying down the beach. When I flew down there, I was flying by myself, and then I had my first student, which I taught, and then there was a couple of us, and then met another guy that was out from Tyndall Air Force Base, Dave Downey, and Dave came out and flew with me some, and Dave is a big old guy. Looks like he could be a lineman on any NFL team.
Wow.
Just the nicest guy in the world. Then he comes out there and he foot launches, and a very good pilot. And last time I saw him, he'd really come a long ways and just becoming a really good pilot. And just he's always been a great guy and a great friend. And several other guys down there that fly, Kevin and Ivan, and they're keeping things going down there and making me proud down there. They're taking care of my beach. So
excellent.
It's good to see that it's thriving down there, and I think once most people see Panama City Beach, and especially from the air,
yes,
it is simply breathtaking. Bring a lot of videotape and bring a lot of film, because you are going to burn up that shutter taking pictures here. You just see everything down here. You've got emerald green water that's just clear, and you can see fish and dolphins and chart boats and everything out there. And the sand is like sugar that's been poured out on the beach, just clean white sand. So it's just, honestly, it's flying in paradise.
Wow. 7.5 miles of pristine beach, Foot Dragon, huh? That's good.
Now that's just Shell Island.
Oh, really? Okay.
7.5 miles. You've got around, on Panama City Beach alone, you have 17.5 miles of beach.
Oh, wow.
And you have beach in either direction as far as you want to go. And the good thing about the beach is, and a beach like this, is you can fly as far as you want to. And as long as you bring your oil mix, you can fly at the beach and get your gas somewhere else unless you use nav gas.
Yeah.
You can get your gas all the way down the beach and all the way the other way, and you could go several hundred miles if you want to.
Wow.
It's a unique place to fly. It's a populated place. But the beach has gotten used to seeing, because when I started, I always make sure, you know, I always tell everybody, when you come in here and you fly, stay out of the edge of the water. You know, there's places to land and foot drag and stuff, even, you know, in between people.
Yes.
That you can get down and do that. But be courteous to people. Wave, be friendly, answer questions, and you'll always be welcome. And that's an easy part of our sport, because let's face it, all of us are hams. We like to fly in front of people.
Oh, no.
It's just fun.
None of us
like that, are there?
No. Not ever. I would never do anything like that. Right. Well, that is... let's see. What was it? I was looking at... Okay, it's the location, I know it says Panama City Beach. Is there like a, as far as, okay, I'm driving in, I'm coming in for Louisville. Is there a place that we're going to meet or where, you know, what exact location? Is it going to be near the pier? I'm not quite sure.
Right now I'm working on it, and we're in the final stages of locking down locations. I actually have one location that I really want, and then I have two alternate locations.
Okay.
And we actually may have two locations. There is a big, huge grass field that's a big park called Frank Brown Park that's on Back Beach Road. It's about three blocks from the beach.
Okay.
And that may be a good place for trikes and stuff like that to take off. And, of course, if you have sand tires, you can take off on the beach. The smaller tires, you may or may not be able to take off on the beach. So you probably want sand tires. But I'm going to have that alternate location for those pilots also. And then you can just, you're talking a three-minute flight to the beach from there.
Oh, okay.
This would also be a place where we'd set up motorhomes and everything else and you know, any
camping
anything
and
like
everything.
That.
Okay.
We have a, directly across the beach, of course, where the pier is. This pier is 1,600 feet long.
Okay.
Into the Gulf. So it's a great fishing pier. That time of year, it's going to be great. So you can go up and fly, come down, land, walk up on the pier and rent some gear and walk out to the end of the pier and go out there, and you may catch a 20, 30-pound fish.
Wow.
So the uniqueness of this area is just, and the things to do, fishing, diving, scuba diving, wave runners, banana boat rides for the kids.
Yeah, I was even looking at
rides,
the
parasailing. There's just a lot of things. There's entertainment. There's shopping. Right across the street from the pier is Pier Park, and it is a world-class shopping area. If it's made or exists, it exists at Pier Park. Entertainment. You got Jimmy Buffett's right there. A wonderful restaurant. Great theme restaurant. Movie theaters, just all kinds of things. And it's set up like a little city in there, but people don't drive in it. It's
yeah.
all for pedestrians.
Oh, really?
So you could have the wife and kids and everything, and they could be over there shopping or doing whatever and literally look up in the sky and 500, you know, yards away, there you are flying over the beach.
Wow.
So it's unique. It's a
yeah.
very unique place, and hotels right on the beach, you're going to be flying you know, maybe 50, 7,500 feet from condos where you're flying by at 200 feet and you're looking over there and there's people on balconies over there and you'll see lots of flash bulbs going off and people taking pictures and videos. And
yeah, I was even looking on your promo video. You even said there's, I mean, you can fly to Hooters or schooners right there on the beach and eat.
You fly to Hooters and schooners.
Yeah.
There's a couple of buffets down the beach, and we're going to set up some times to meet up there, and actually that's how we're going to do our talks that we're going to have from some people. We're going to have some people talk. One's going to be weather.
And oh, okay.
We're going to have Matthew Witch, which is one of our pilots here in the Springs, and he also does our website. And if you ever need a good weather and a good resource site, Matthew has just done an incredible job of this site, and it's ColoradoPoweredParagliding.com.
Colorado,
if you Google Colorado and PPG,
okay,
you can find it that way also. It comes up as Pikes Peak Club, PPG
okay.
Club.
Okay.
And incredible weather resource. Any manufacturer you want to find, we've got a list of that. And just a great, great resource. He's done a fine job. But he's going to be speaking on weather and the basics of weather and weather decisions. And I think a lot of us understand a lot of concept of weather, but maybe not thinking so much about how we equate that to making proper decisions, not only individually, but as a group. We
yes.
in Colorado now fly by consensus. If one of us vetoes the flight,
oh,
none of us fly.
Oh, really? Okay. I like that. That's good. I like that a lot. That is nice. I guess that came from what you ended up going through, whatever like that, or y'all came up with a plan of action to help each other, or
right.
Yeah. That's excellent.
It was partly that, and partly in Monument Valley, if you remember Martin Maxwell, which Martin talked to me before he even got in the sport, and it was specifically about my crash.
Mm.
And I was really sad to see that, you know, that he went down in a similar fashion.
Say his name again.
Martin Maxwell.
Martin Maxwell.
He was the pilot that died in Monument Valley.
Okay.
And he went up into some bad weather.
Yeah.
And had talked to him extensively. Really nice guy, and he was concerned about weather. So and you know, he was a balloon pilot. Had extensive knowledge of weather. So it's not always our knowledge, but it, a lot of times it's the decision making process.
Yes. Wow, that's great, man. Is he the only one that's going to be talking, or you have something else or some other ones planned?
No, we have some other people. Bill Heener is going to be there, world-class pilot. Chris Santacroce.
Oh, okay.
Is going to be there. Chris is going to be running a maneuvers, over-the-water maneuvers clinic for paramotors. You're going to fly up. Chris is going to be out on the pier, and we're going to be signing up pilots. They'll be at a charge per tow, and you'll go up, and he will actually run you through the maneuvers clinic. Now, I have been through this maneuvers clinic, and it's extensive, and it's very good. It gives you a good concept of what your wing will do
yes.
in a collapse and how to maneuver in that collapse, what to do and what not to do. And sometimes the more important thing is what not to do rather than what to do.
Yes.
So Chris is fantastic at this. He's very calm and relaxed. You'll feel very comfortable doing these maneuvers. He walks you through everything and makes sure you understand, and everybody's really apprehensive about collapsing their wing. But let me tell you, I've been through it, And yeah, it's a little spooky at first, but it's really, Chris really makes it easy. He really does. And I suggest these maneuvers clinics for anybody. At least come get a couple of toes and find out what it's about and find out what your wing will do with a world-class pilot sitting there and an expert in wings and flight such as Chris.
I got
and
that.
And really, it's invaluable.
As you say, I got that impression when I listened to him that on that January 12th show, and it was like, wow. He sounds like he really knows what he's talking about. And
outside the fact that we're going to have, you know, Bill and Chris and some other pilots there, they're getting to watch these guys fly is going to be incredible. They do some amazing things with their wings and things that most pilots never will be able to do in their life. But it's fun to watch these guys, you know, perform aerobatics. And we're going to try to talk Bill Heener into doing some aerobatics at the show if we get some higher wind day. It'd be great to see Bill. Bill's like a spider monkey. He can walk on anything. I believe he can put him straight up in the air, and I think Bill could about walk up it with a paraglider.
Oh, wow.
When we were at the Flying Circus, Bill's walking up a column of the motel there.
Is that him? Is that the guy in the video?
Pulls his wing, jumps, yep, and he bounces right up on the roof.
Yes.
And
I was like, who in the world is that? Yes.
That is Bill Heener. That's Bill Heener. And that's not as easy as some may think it is to do, because I've tried it, and Jeff Goyne tried it when he's out there, and it's a very challenging thing to do. But he really has a concept of mastery of that wing, and a lot of fun to watch. So there's going to be a lot of good people there. Eric DeFore is going to try to make it. He hasn't given me a confirmation on that, but Eric DeFore, world-class pilot, hopefully is going to be there. I'm sure he'll give me a confirmation soon. Anybody that knows Eric, he's very well-known. So we're going to have some very good pilots there and just have a blast. I want this to be something where we can come and pilots that come, they just have the best time of their life. And when they leave, they're more knowledgeable, more informed pilots, and have maybe a few more skills. And
burnt up from the sun.
That's kind of my goal for this. That's kind of my goal for this flight, and has been from the start. Mo Sheldon's offered his assistance with helping me organize this, and Mo is just a fantastic guy. Anybody that's been to the Flying Circus knows this guy just really puts on a show, so I'm so pleased to have Mo alongside with me there and helping me, and it's going to be an exciting time. I've gotten really good response from people. I'm surprised how many people I've already got that are wanting to come.
Are you doing pre-registrations or?
We're going to be putting pre-registration here probably in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Pre-registration price is going to be $50 in advance.
Okay.
And then if you register at the event, it's going to be $75.
Okay. All right. Now, on your promo, you have it as get in contact with you, beachblast2009@aol.com. Is that the same place?
AOL.com.
That's a place that they can get in touch with you at. Well, great. I wanted to ask you one other thing. You hadn't mentioned something about Shell Island.
Shell Island.
Yes.
Right. Shell Island is a 7.5 mile barrier island. The only way you can get to it is by water or by PPG, and which I did often. Obviously, sea turtles over there. A lot of shells on the island.
Yes.
Especially after you get a storm or something. A lot of shells on the island. You'll see in the area. There's a big lake and there's a big alligator over there. Big, huge alligator.
Really?
It's always really bright, bright green. And he lays around out there, and I tell people, you know, you can fly over him, but leave yourself enough that if you have a motor out, you can cruise on off, or you may become a meal.
Okay.
But it's pretty cool to fly over him and see him, and, you know, he just lazes around out there. And
what kind of distance is that?
There's a lot of dolphins that hang out on the island. Yeah. What's that?
What's the distance we're talking? Is it just... I mean, because I'm thinking, does anybody need a water system? It's not that much, not the distance.
No.
Okay.
No, it's the waterway going across there is called the jetties. And
okay.
It's about 3/4 mile across there.
Oh, okay.
I advise people to climb the altitude so that if you happen to have a motor out,
yes,
you can just glide to the other side or turn around and go back to the other side of the beach.
Okay.
very easy place. There's plenty of places down in the middle of Portsmouth Island, well, really anywhere on the island that you can land. Just always stay away from people and you know, be courteous. And
you don't have to
get a quarter of a mile down the beach, but, you know, go a couple of hundred feet down from them, and you'll never hear anything out of anybody.
So have you ever had any problems? I mean, I know some of the beaches in Florida, of course, they don't allow you to fly and stuff like that, but it sounds like you've never even had a problem.
No, we haven't, and a lot of that was when I first started off flying. I was in contact with the police department and let them know who I was and what I did and offered my services to whoever needed search and rescue in any heavily wooded areas where they need something flying slow.
Wow, okay.
And always had a good relationship with everybody on the beach there. I think most places are like that. If you're courteous and you're responsible in an area,
yes,
then you'll be welcome there.
Yeah.
So we're kind of becoming a part of the fabric, and that's what I hope happens there on the beach, is that these PPG wings become a part of the fabric, because it's an entertainment beach, and this is an entertainment thing. People on the an example, a lot of places, if you fly anywhere near a boat, they'll just freak out. And on Panama City Beach, these guys, like on the Sea Screamer, and if you see a video on YouTube there, I actually land on the spoiler of the Sea Screamer.
Yes.
Set this little sun up, and I landed on the spoiler and took back off. And of course, we had all the passengers back up in the front of the boat where, you know, if anything happened, it wouldn't be any problem.
Yeah.
And the captain of that boat is also a friend of mine and was a student, and he's a PPG pilot and a helicopter pilot. He's a Vietnam helicopter pilot. So we had this set up ahead of time, but they don't mind you flying, you know, close to them as long as you just stay safe. You know, the people love to see you fly by, and they'll wave at you, and the
yes.
captains all know what you are and what you fly, and they'll be telling their passengers who you are, or if they don't know who you are, they'll tell them what you fly and what you're doing, and that these things are very maneuverable, and you know, take pictures and wave, and you know, and they're very good about that. And so we're welcome on the beach, and it's a very unique place. We want to keep it that way, so we ask everybody just be considerate and protect the guys that are still flying there, that live there right now, you know, protect their beach so that they're able to still fly there.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it. My wife's already staked out room in my car to come with me, so...
you will love it.
Yeah.
The ladies, you need to bring the ladies and the families, because it really is. It's a family beach, and it's a great place to come, and there's just all kinds of entertainment. There's a big water park there that's a world-class water park, and you're just going to find a lot of things to do there this time of year, and the possibilities are just endless.
Yes.
We're going to set up a charter fishing trip probably for that Friday. The maneuvers clinics we're going to set up on Thursday and Friday. I try to leave them off on the weekend unless, you know, it turns out that, you know, Chris wants to do that. But we're going to try to do it on Thursday and Friday mostly to where, you know, there's not as many people around. So we'll be setting all that up, and we'll have that listed, and it'll be on the USPPA site, and I'll also put that on the YouTube and update everything as soon as we have everything
all together,
completed there. But we're
finalized.
Everything's looking good and coming together real well.
Okay.
We've got some exciting things going on, and anybody that has any questions, you're welcome to email me at beachblast2009@aol.com, or you can call me at 850-960-3474.
Well, great. Like I said, I am looking forward to it, and I'm sure there's a lot of people. Actually, it's funny because I saw somebody post on there, man, what's going on with the Panama Beach fly-in? It's like, oh, this is great. We're going to get more information out. And I think the more people we can get to some of these shows, man, I think the better. Because I was
it's good to be around other pilots.
Yes, yes. Being new, especially myself, I try to learn as much as I can, see new equipment, you know, and like I said, just to, you know, I say, I laugh, I go, yeah, man, we're like fishermen, and we got a story, you know, to tell, you know, big old fish story
for
you.
Every vendor in the nation really needs to come to this, because where we're going to have the vendor set up, it's going to be right
oh,
next
vendors.
To Sear Park.
Excellent.
In the
okay.
shopping area, so you're going to have access to thousands of people a day that are going to be there, so I think it's going to be very good for the vendors, and this is really something you're going to want to put up a nice, nice display.
Now, do they?
Not only for pilots, for other people, because people will want to buy T-shirts and and memorabilia and stuff, and if you've got photos and DVDs and this type of thing, they're really going to want that. And plus, people are going to get interested in this. And there's people from all over the country, all over the world that come to Panama City Beach. So more than likely, you're going to see somebody from your hometown.
From your hometown, yeah. Do the vendors need to get in touch with you just to make sure it's okay to set up, or just, hey?
The vendors need to get in contact with me. It's going to be $225 for vendor space.
Okay.
And we'll have a nice space. We've already got that picked out where we're going to have them at. So it's going to be a nice area and a grass area, and they can, you know, they'll have access to a lot of people. So I think it's going to be really advantageous for all the vendors to really put their best foot forward on this.
Excellent. Well, cool. I'm excited. Can't wait to get out of this winter wonderland I'm living in right now. It's like,
I'm kind of one too. Also.
Oh, yes, you are. Man, to transition from beautiful beach to Colorado, man, that's got to be tough. I mean, are you over that initial shock of not being able to
I'll never
go down?
Be over that.
Oh.
I'll never be over that, but I get to go back every once in a while and fly with my buddies there on the beach, and they're great guys. They're great hosts, and they'll really show some of the guys around, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have some of these guys that are familiar with the beach and that fly there, Kevin and Dave and Ivan and all these guys. I'm going to have them get together. I haven't talked to them yet, but I'm sure they'll help me out with this and be guides. So if somebody wants to fly down to the island, they'll say, hey, you know, come on, let's go. I'll take you down there. We'll go down there and buzz off the island. Somebody wants to go down to the west, down toward Destin, that area, mm-hmm. Pinnacle Port, and that area, and Lake Powell. Say, hey, Kate, let's go, guys. There's your guide. And take off and go. And that way you're just not kind of thrown out there not knowing what you're going.
Where are
you
going?
Have somebody there that can show you things. And we're going to do some things that I think they're going to make it friendly for anybody that comes, whether you're a novice or whether you're a world-class pilot. I think there's something here for you and that you'll really enjoy.
It sounds like it's going to be wonderful, and sounds like you're getting it set up for, like you said, for anybody to come down and enjoy. And like I said, I cannot wait. And wow, great. Sounds wonderful, man. Sounds wonderful. And let's see, I guess if you have anything else you want to tell everybody, go ahead. And I've had you on for a while here, and but if there's anything else you want to tell everybody, go ahead, and we'll sit here.
Again, the dates of the Beach Blast 2009 are going to be May the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, and that's going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's every kind of accommodation there, from camping. There's hotels from the cheap little mom-and-pop things all the way up to world-class accommodation. So if you can't find a hotel or room that you want here, you're not going to find it. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of rooms all up and down the beach, and you've just got your choice of accommodations. So anybody that has any questions, like I said, give me a ring at 850-960-3474 or at beachblast2009@AOL.com. And thank you for having me on.
Oh, thank you for coming on. Thank you for your time and everything. And I will I'll put your information, the Beach Blast 2009 at AOL, and your number in the show notes. And, man, I appreciate it. I'm excited. I hope this excites more people, and you get a lot of people showing up for this. First annual, you're always worried about how that first one's going to go. So.
No, we got a great group of flyers in this community in the United States.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about it at all. These guys, it's the people that makes the flying, not
right.
What's going on, but
right.
The people. And we've got great people, and they're very helpful. And that's our people are what's great in this sport.
Yeah.
I've always said that, and I believe that with all my heart.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, John. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go. A lot of information. Hope y'all plan to show up, and it's beautiful. Looking at the video, the YouTube video, which you can go on YouTube and put in Panama Beach fly-in, and it'll come up. It's the first video. Every time I've done it, it's come up as the first video. He's got a lot of information to the right there on the video. and he's agreed to come back on later on once he locks down a lot more information. So I would also like to thank the new Paratoys owners, Mike and Michelle Robinson, for coming on and giving me their time. And that's all I got for now. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
I'm heading up the road again. Y'all sitting on the bench, your man. And to my face, you call me friend. But the knife's in my back again. Yeah. You're driving in the rat race, honey. But you're driving too fast for me. You're handling it right on the money. But you're giving it away for free. You're driving in the rat race, honey. But you're driving too fast for me. You're having it right on the money. But you're giving it away for free, yeah. Telling you, baby. Oh, you might try living your life a little slow. There ain't nothing but time you got. And of that, there ain't a lot. Yeah. Why you tripping on the dollar bill?